and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Get it on this side. Ah, I lost some of y'all there. See, you got to understand, this life is just the seed of the life that's going to be on the other side. This is just an extension. We are a spirit having a human experience. You're not human having a spiritual experience. You're a spirit. This is just an experience. We're passing through this. We're co-laborers with God. Amen? Don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. You can't buy the car? Go look at it. Go test drive it. Read up about it. Open the hood, look at it. Lay hands on it. Talk to it. Don't let what you can't do interfere with what you can do. See, to some that might sound foolish, I know we are fools for Christ. I understand how these principles work. Amen. How to activate faith. You see, we're talking about out of the abundance. Many people talk, but they don't talk out or from a place of abundance. When I say abundance, you can say some things. Let me just use an example. You can say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And that's true. But if you haven't said that from an abundance, then it's just mere empty words. But when your heart is filled with that, and it's overflowing out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, now you got something. And see, many don't bring their desires to a place of abundance. It's just a pipe dream. You know, it would be nice, child. It would be so nice if, maybe. But child, I don't know. I really can't see it. But until your heart gets to a place where it's full, you ain't got to have two nickels to rub together.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You could have just had something repossessed. Amen. Tell somebody, that's temporary stuff. Amen. That stuff is here to distract us.
Amen. Amen.
I said that stuff will distract us if we let it. Amen. But if you stay the course, amen, and stay principled, amen, listen, this is where miracles come in. See, miracles come only to bring the proper order back. There's a proper order. There's a rhythm. When things get out of rhythm, or when things go way off to one side or out of the course, sometimes God will bring a miracle. Boom, in an instant. But what is it to do? Get you back on the course. That's what miracles are for. to get you back on the course, because you're on the course, you're in the path of life. The law of the spirit of life is governing us. Tell somebody, look for life.
Amen.
Stop expecting death.
Amen.
I'm not talking about just the cessation of life. I'm talking about stuff degenerating. Stop looking for that.
Amen.
Stop thinking so hard about your car breaking down on you. Remember, Adam, I don't know if I said this already, but Adam, when he sowed seeds in his mind that were negative, then outside of where God drove him out, because the seed he'd sown there, had he let him remain in the garden, the garden would have become degenerate.
Amen. Amen.
And he didn't want him to eat of that tree of life. Amen. In a degenerate state.
Amen.
But when he put him out, all the environment degenerated because of what degenerated in his mind.
Amen. Amen.
It started with him.
Amen.
Tell somebody, it starts with you. Either you bring color to your environment or you take on the color of your environment. Amen. Okay, let's take it a little further. Potential simply is not what is, but what could be. Potential is not what is right now. Potential is what could be. I'll make it a little firmer. What will be.
Amen.
Now, in Genesis 1:12, get me that up on the screen, if you will. Genesis 1:12, and the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind. Now, Wednesday night, we talked about the seed you sow. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Now, everything created, hear me, everything created has potential. Now, remember, potential has no retirement plan. It won't stop. And potential is not what is, but what will be.
Amen. Amen.
Look at somebody, tell them, I see great potential in you. Now, we like to say that to young people. This isn't young people, this isn't some of y'all old heads too.
Amen.
Come on, come on. When I say old heads, I'm not being harsh or critical. No, the gray head means wisdom.
Amen.
The hoary head, if it's found in the way of righteousness, is the crown of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what it is. Let science tell you all kind of things that why is gray hair turns gray, but the Bible says if it's found in the way of righteousness, it's a crown of glory. It means wisdom. God's wisdom. Amen. I'm gonna go with that definition. Amen. But there's potential yet in all of us. Why? Because potential has no retirement plan. It doesn't retire. It doesn't give in. It doesn't give out. Because when you pass over to the other side, there's going to be a demand placed upon your potential
Amen.
To continue to grow.
Amen.
to continue to go from glory to glory, to continue to see him in greater glory, to become more. You don't just stagnate in heaven. As a matter of fact, when that chapter's over, you're coming back here. Amen. Because he's given the earth to the children of men. Amen. And we're going back to the garden. Amen. And not only that, let me take it a little further. God has a plan for the universe. Amen. Even though man in his finite mind can never get to the sides of the north. Amen. We'll never get there. Amen. But God has a plan for every planet. Amen. Every star that he knows by name. Amen. God has a plan for it. Amen. And tell somebody, you part of that plan. Potential is not what is, but what will be. Potential is the ability to be much more than it is at any one moment. To be much more. There is so much more to you. Amen. And we refuse to let our environments, Amen. Where we were brought up, Amen. What we didn't have, who wasn't in our life, all that's just circumstantial stuff. Tell somebody, I'm a child of God now. I live by another rule altogether. I'm the child of the living God. Amen. All things are even now. You have a tremendous part concerning your destiny. All right, nothing is instant. Say that with me. Nothing is instant. If God does something instantly for you, it's to get things back in order. Amen. Everything, and you might want to write this down, everything begins with potential. Amen. Or let me say it this way, everything begins as potential. Do you know, when God, look at all of us in here. Imagine all the people in the world. But God started it with one. Amen. One man, never was a baby. One man. God started it with one. Amen. Potential. Now there's a whole race. I like to think of how Mary was overshadowed by Holy Spirit. Amen. And, you know, when conception takes place, an egg only has to be penetrated by one sperm. Amen. Now, I know that's a little, you know, biology, but we're all grown up enough. But listen, that's how it started. She's overshadowed by Holy Spirit. Conception. Potential. Amen. He didn't create, you know, Jesus wasn't created grown. Amen. He started from the infancy. Amen. Born in the manger. He walked through every phase and facet of life that we would go through. Amen. And he hallowed it, sanctified it. I want to tell you something. You weren't created to be less than Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Nate. Nate the Great. That was a real praise. That was a real amen. You were not created to be less than Jesus. You know where you canceled that out?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.lifeandliberty.org.